Welcome to the Bridge International Church, an English-speaking church located in the western suburbs of Paris. Here at the Bridge, we are committed to helping you to discover God's plan for your life, relate to others, grow in your relationship with God, and experience life in the freedom of Christ. Join us as we listen to this week's message from the Bridge.
No, you can't, because you're going to be weak if you don't eat the king's food, and then I'm going to get in trouble. And Daniel said, will you just let us try it for a while? And so I'm really excited for this next part of service. We have taken so much of the generosity of your tithes and offerings and have invested in a time machine. We felt like this would be a great investment of your generosity. So we have a time machine here, and we're going to have with us someone who actually met Daniel. So I hope it works. We've never used it before. We just bought this state-of-the-art time machine from the Time Machine company. And one of the engineers wanted you to know that there is a flux capacitor on it that was built there. So let's see if we can get this working. Okay, let's see. Let's see what happens. Whoa! Wow! Hey! Oh, okay. Hang on, ma'am. Oh, man, I can't believe this worked, actually. I really, you know, we got a huge discount on it, so I can't believe it worked. Here.
What am I to do with this?
Oh, this is it's to make your voice louder so the people can hear you. Oh, it's okay. It's okay, we're learning about Daniel today. And, yes, you look very nice. Everyone tell the chef she looks very nice. Whistle, maybe. You know, the computer guy back there, he seems like he might have a crush on you. I don't know. So I heard that you met Daniel.
Daniel?
Yes.
The Hebrew guy?
Yes.
That refused to eat my food?
Oh, yes, he did refuse to eat your food. What can you tell us about Daniel? How did you meet him?
Well, the king brought these men from Israel to the palace and asked us to make the best food for them so that they will be healthy and strong. And they refused to eat my cooking.
Well, is your cooking bad?
No, my cooking is good. They wanted to obey God's rules. So they only ate vegetables.
Only vegetables? But okay. So what happened after they only ate vegetables, and what did you think about that?
Well, they wanted to follow God's rules no matter what. They didn't care what other people thought about them. And you know what? After a few months, they were healthier than any of the other young men.
That's what I heard. That's what we're talking about in our story. So they were healthier than the other guys, even though they were only eating vegetables. So what did you learn from that, or what did you think about that?
Well, I don't know very much. Anyway, at that time, I didn't know much about the God of Israel. But what I think is that he must be a great God, because he cares, and he made rules, and he gave them a book to teach them how to be healthy.
That's right. We're actually going to talk some more about that in the rest of our service. Would you like to join us for the rest of our service?
Sorry. No. There's a banquet tonight, and I have to make a turkey. So
oh.
No.
Okay. Well, will we see you again next week?
No. Sorry. Don't have the time.
Okay. Everybody say goodbye, Chef. Wow. I'm so amazed that our time machine worked. Now, I will say that I didn't know people in ancient Babylon had Irish accents, but, you know. But now we know, because we've met our chef friend there. Isn't it amazing how God used Daniel's obedience to show other people how great he was? Now, many, many years later, about 700 years later, a guy named Paul in the Bible talked more about this same thing. And he said in the book of Romans, chapter 12, we're going to learn one of these verses together. Paul said, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So Paul is talking to us here about how it is so important that we follow God's rules for our lives. And we're actually going to say one of these verses together. It should be on the next slide. Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2. Do you have the next slide? There we go. Look how fancy that is. Kids Month at the Bridge. So everybody say this with me. Ready? Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Great. We're going to learn that verse together, and we're all going to be able to say it from memory by the end of the month. But I know that there's some really big words here. So can anybody tell me what the word conform means?
Ooh, I can't. Pick me.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe that we've met. Hello.
Hi, my name's Lucille.
Lucille, everybody say hi, Lucille.
Hi.
Wow. Well, Lucille, that was a very disruptive moment, but we'll...
Oh, I'm sorry. I know what conform means, and I can help.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us what conform means, Lucille.
Well, conform is like when you need a new refrigerator. Why is everyone laughing?
I'm so sorry, Lucille. I don't quite understand what you mean.
Yeah. So, like, when I need a new refrigerator, I go to Conforama and get a new refrigerator. Conform.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hey, Lucille, that was a really good guess, but that's not quite right. Do you want to try again?
I don't know. I think I need some help. I'm very confused.
Okay, should we help Lucille? Okay, conform is like when you become like something else. So Paul is saying here that we shouldn't become too much like the world around us. Do you understand now?
I'm still a little lost.
Okay, well, do you want me to help you and show you?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see if I can help you out a little bit. Okay, so do you guys know what this is?
Play-Doh! Oh, man, I love Play-Doh. That's my favorite color, too.
Maybe I could have a helper. Does someone want to come up here and help me for a minute? Does anyone want to come up here and help me? Helper? Anyone? Thompson, you want to come help? Mariana? Okay, Mariana, you can come. No, it was like for the kids, but it's okay. You can come. Thompson, you want to come help? Oh, no. Okay, Liliana's going to come and help me. Mariana, you can come, too, if you want. Lucille...
Yes.
And we have Liliana. And we have Mariana. I don't foresee any problems over the next few minutes.
Hi, Mariana and Liliana.
So if I take this Play-Doh and I squeeze it in my hand, it conforms to the shape of my hand.
Oh.
Now I'm going to have Liliana squeeze it with your hand. Squeeze it hard as you can. Squeeze. And now it's the shape of Liliana's hand. Can you see her
Liliana's
fingerprints in there?
Wow, Liliana's so strong.
She can see her fingerprints in there. So the Play-Doh conforms to whatever shape we put it in. So what Paul is saying is that we should not become like the world. We should try to be more like Jesus.
Oh,
you wanna keep this?
I see.
See, if you volunteer, you get toy Play-Doh. There you go. Everybody clap for Liliana. So, no, you're going to stay here with me. I've got a special surprise for you. So, okay. So, Lucille, do you understand conform now?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay, can you say the verse again by yourself?
I don't know. It was really long. Maybe Mariana could help.
Well, do you think that if we like made up some motions to it, that might help you to understand it?
Yay, I love motions.
Okay, so are you going to do it by yourself?
No. I need some help.
You need some help. Are you too embarrassed?
Yeah, I'm a little shy.
Oh, Lucille's shy. Kids, do you think we can help her learn the verse today? Okay.
Oh, wow. Thanks, kids.
All right, Mariana, come up here with me. We're going to do something really special to learn this verse. And adults, you're just going to have to join with me. So everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. And we are going to learn this verse together today with hand motions that Mariana's going to learn on the fly. Ready? We're going to go. Do not be... Wonder Woman arm. Conformed. Just like the Play-Doh. To the patterns of
this world.
But be transformed by the renewing
of your mind.
Okay, let's do it together. Ready? Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Okay, do you think you guys know it already? Do you want to come up here and try it with me? No, one more practice. Okay, let's do it together one more time. And next week, we're going to see if any of the kids can do it from memory. Ready? Here we go.
Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Woo! Yay! Good job.
Thank you, Lucille. Everybody say bye, Lucille.
Bye.
Oh, it makes me want to cry when children talk to puppets. It's really emotional for me. You can tell I don't have children. Hey, I think that we might get to see Lucille again next week. So kids, make sure you tell your parents to come to church next week. Or if you're allowed to take the train by yourself. I don't really know what the rules are for kids. But we are going to see Lucille every week. And by the end of August, we're going to be able to say that whole verse by ourselves. Did you guys like Lucille? Jeremiah's like, I don't know about Lucille. Well, hey, what this verse means is that instead of conforming to the culture around them, Daniel and his friends transformed the culture around them. We're going to learn more about some of those words next week. But because Daniel and his friends obeyed God's rules, other people could see how powerful the God of Israel is. And when we become a follower of Jesus and we live by God's guidelines for our lives, we become transformed. See, part of being a follower of Jesus, it doesn't mean that you transform yourself or that you can change yourself. Jesus actually transforms you from the inside out. These guys are so cute. You looking for your dad? So when we're followers of Jesus, God asks us to live differently than the people around us. When we're a follower of Jesus, there's certain rules and guidelines that we're supposed to live our life by. And sometimes, whether we're a kid or whether we're an adult, we can start to reject some of those rules that God has put in our life. And I have to be honest with you, if I was in Daniel's position, I might have just eaten the king's food and not said anything. I might have said a little prayer before and been like, hey, God, I know you gave me those rules, but if I don't eat this fried chicken, I'm going to probably be killed, so hope we're cool, you know? But Daniel made a stand for what was right. And that's really hard because I know that a lot of us work in places and we study in places and we go to school and we don't have any Christian friends. This is for kids and grown-ups. A lot of us don't have any Christian friends in our workplace, in our school, and sometimes we have to make decisions of whether we're going to honor God and follow his rules for our lives or whether we're going to go along with what everyone else in the culture is doing without really thinking about it. When we do something that's wrong, or when we're living in a way that's wrong, we can feel stuck in our sin. And kids, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I did a lot of things wrong. Sometimes I would tell lies to my mom and dad, or sometimes I wouldn't be very kind to my friends, and I would do things that were wrong. And I knew it was wrong, and so it would make me feel really bad and really gross inside. But Jesus came to earth, and he died for our sins, and he rose again so that we wouldn't have to feel gross inside from our sin. Because Jesus can forgive us from our sin. So we are going to go into another song here. And I want to first put some questions up on the screen. And what I'd like to do here is give you guys a moment to either reflect on these by yourself or talk to your spouse or your kids about this or maybe spend some time in prayer. And the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, do you find yourself in situations where you are either alone or looked at as strange for trying to follow God's guidelines for your lives? And the second question is, have you felt a temptation to become like everyone else in order not to be seen as strange? I know I have felt this way before. And then I want you to take a moment and ask God to help make you into someone who obeys even when it's hard, and into someone who has the courage to stand up for what's right. So as the band goes into this song again, I want you guys to take some time and pray together as a family. Maybe talk about these things as a family. You should each have gotten a family discussion guide coming in. We want to facilitate environments where you can talk to your kids about things God has done in your life. Or maybe you're here with a spouse or a friend and you've never shared some stories with them of what God has done in your life. And if you're here alone, please feel free to get together with a friend or maybe take a moment just to reflect between you and God. Let's just take a moment to reflect on these things and pray together.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to get in touch or find out more about The Bridge International Church, please visit our website, www.thebridgeparis.com.